right, that's what we ended off with yesterday. We left yesterday with the Manager of Shishivas that sell, and then how the countenance of a person and every family that ever studied and learned the halachas of Lashon Hara according to the Seder that he made, guaranteed to see Yeshua, and he said there's no family in the world that never saw Yeshua. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says in Chofetz HaShmira as follows. Says the Chofetz Chaim, famous Chazal, that if a person tries, right, after learning, especially we haven't actually started the halachas yet, or we started the Shikha Lagdoma, and a person gets a little bit of chalishas and that's, how's it shaykh for a person, mamash, all the halachas, Lashon Hara, everything I say is going to be weighed, is it Yer Lashon Hara, is it Mechilas, is it Mitzi Shemra, all the other halachas that we're learning is not shaykh. So Chofetz Chaim says, so if the person gives his full rotzen, and it says to the Rebbeinu Shlomo, the emes, I want to try, there's a special tefillah in the Chofetz Chaim, it's brought down, you're looking to say the Chofetz Chaim, not a Siddurim ringing, and a person gets a special Siyata Dishmaya. Again, the Chofetz Chaim is saying that if a person tries, the Rebbeinu Shlomo gives him, sorry?
He brings an Adama?
Yeah. He brings a special Siyata Dishmaya if a person will try. It's Moshe Gazach, brought down over there also. A child, if a child accepts upon himself to be Shmiris, his piv, not to speak Dvarim Asurim, not to speak Lashon Hara, the Rebbeinu Shalom will not only forgive him, but will also forgive his parents as well. So, what do you think of that? I promise you, tremendous, you say. A couple more in the name of the Adam before we get to the actual Halacha Lemaisa. There's a Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah in the parasha that we just had, parasha of Vayera. And the Chofetz Chaim asked the Kasha, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he wanted to rid Mitzrayim of the frogs, so he davened the Rebbeinu Shalom, bang! Off they went, all the frogs jumped away, and they were all gone. Ask the Chofetz Chaim Akasha. I don't understand. How is it that over here, in this week's parish that we just laid, that Moshe Rabbeinu governs the Rebbeinu Shalom, the frogs should go, bang, off they go, good morning, listen to me out. Vashainke. The mice that we're going to see, Be'ezah Hashem, when they're in the Medbar, and they're looking, and the snake comes along, right? The famous mice with the poisonous snake that kills a lot of people in Klal Yisrael, and tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the eights of the stick, and everybody looks at the stick, and everybody looks at the stick, will be here, B'chulei, Ein Shom. Fet the Chofetz Chaim over there, Moshe Rabbeinu also governed. But yet, he never got answered back to go away. The stick never left. And we both will give him an etzer. Make the stick. And therefore everybody will look at the stick. And the maybe they'll be healed. Will they stop dying? So Fet the Chofetz Chaim, why sometimes you get answered and sometimes not? So the Chofetz Chaim is so wrong. Sorry?
Eitz is not an answer?
No, doesn't get totally destroyed like a beam at the cross. So the Chofetz Chaim, you say this as follows. Mamish Mood. And over there, the poisonous snake came as a result of speaking Lashon Hara. And when a person, so the Chofetz Chaim, speaks Lashon Hara, there's a kitruk, there's a malach that he's creating, that constantly is mekatrik and mekatrik and mekatrik. It's not shayach to stop him. The only thing you can do is give an eitzah. We made it that way over there by the snake, so the Chofetz Chaim, it's not shayach to remove it in Gansan. There had to be an eitzah, because it was a kitruk alidei the Lashon Hara that he spoke. But Shaykh and the frogs, the Shaykh is in Lashon Hara, and the Mela, that's why he got removed in Gansan. Now, we're just going to finish up with Mamish, the last Mamish project of the Chofetz Chaim himself in Hagdama, says as follows. It's an unbelievable Yosait. So the Chofetz Chaim, we know that the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash, was destroyed, Sinas Chinam, as Lashon Hara, and we're still in Golis Adi Lemazer for this Avera, and we know that the Kodach of Lashon Hara is not only the Kodach to actually destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but a Kol Zman, people in the Klal Yisrael, are speaking Lashon Hara, it's Moneir, it stops, it prevents the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt every single time we speak Lashon Hara. Number one. Number two, Rabbi Zayin, Parashu Shemais, Moshe Rabbeinu, as we know, famously kills the Egyptian that he saw hitting another Yid. And the Torah tells us as follows, Achei Noida Adover, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to know, why is it that Klal Yisrael are in the scholars and they're stuck being a body in Mitzrayim? What avera did they possibly do? So Moshe Rabbeinu, now I know. When he saw Dosan Rabbi, when he saw that people were saying Lashon Hara, people were speaking badly against other Yidden, then he said, now I understand Pshat. So the ganze Golos is for people who are speaking Lashon Hara. That's number two. Number three, says the Chofetz Chaim, he brings a medrash in Begoyim. And he says, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings that, says over there, that if a person speaks Lashon Hara, I will withdraw the Shechina from within you. Says the Chofetz Chaim, this is the most unbelievable thing. A, there's no Beis HaMikdash. B, we're still in Golos. C, there's no Shechina. Why? One reason, Lashon Hara. person speaks badly against other people, he is causing all of these things to continue. It's a terrible, terrible avera. So Frank the Chometz Chaim, the famous Kasha, why is it that nobody does it? Why is it that this is one of the most chomer averas that we're seeing that is causing the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed? Golus, shouldn't not to be here. Why is it that people are not more nizah? How is it that people, Pasha, they grow up their whole lives, Chazan is straight, nobody would even have a havamina of Chazan. Lashonara, unfortunately, we don't find it on the same Madrega. We don't find it on the same Madrega. You know the famous Maisa? There's a famous Maisa once. I'm not sure if it was the Chofetz Chaim or not, but somebody once gave a share with Lashonara. Maybe it was the Chofetz Chaim, I'm not sure. And the Maisa, he started saying that, you know, there's no difference by etzem between eating Chazan and speaking Lashonara. Could be Lashonara is worse, as we're going to explain Be'ez Hashem. But by etzem, there's no difference between them. They're both in Israel, in the Torah, my nafkamina. People think, you know, that is awesome. I mentioned this, it was Chomer, it was Chazan, it was Nine, it was Elazar. So somebody came out of the shade. Again, I don't remember exactly when it was, who said it, but somebody came out of the shade and said, you hear what he just said, what the Rabbi just said in the shade? Said that speaking Lashonara, eating Chazan is like speaking Lashonara. No. The whole paket, the whole thing. It's almost unbelievable Zach. So the first thing is, a portion is that most people grew up in their education, their chinuch was Chazan is straight. Just everyone. How many people grew up that Lashonara? I try very much with my kids to try and instill into them Lashonara from day one already. That it's just like you don't machal Shabbos, you don't eat Chazan, you don't speak Lashonara. It's all Zach. That's number one. Number two. Let's say what the Chofetz Chaim says. The Chofetz Chaim brings down. Why is it if it's such a chomerdika aveiru where people are not nizah and people tackle a mixture of these things? Yomum v'loylam mamish kapshuto. So the Chofetz Chaim number one. Very, very big yisoid in Lashon Hara. He says like this. It all depends on who you are. So the Chofetz Chaim in Agdom. You have a regular person. A regular person thinks that Lashon Hara is only when you say a lie, when you say sheken. But if you say something over from someone else that's true, look, that's Lashon Hara. So that's the regular person's mistake, the Chofetz Chaim says. Then the Chofetz Chaim says, what if you don't fall under that category? You already know that Allah is the Lashon Hara, and they apply even if it's true, as we're going to explain. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzer Hara, comes with the following Zach. Says the Chofetz Chaim, he convinces you, and this, by the way, you'll actually, when you hear this, you'll now think for a moment, next time you want to speak Lashon Hara, you'll see these thoughts going through your head. And you'll chop, hold on a second, now you understand where it's coming from. It's the Yetzer Hara side. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzer Hara comes to you when you're about to say a good juicy piece of gossip, a juicy piece of information about somebody else that's not so good. And the Sultan says, one second, the guy's in Russia. He's in Russia! You're allowed to speak about a Russia! Or he says, no, it's not merely Lashon Hara, it's the KLS, somebody's going to gain from it. I don't know what, but that's what the Sultan says. Now, that's what Chofetz Chaim says is step one. If you don't manage, if you're that much better, and you say, no, it's Osser, he's not a Russia, or Takim is Lashon Hara, what's the Sultan do next? So now he starts the full Yitzhara. What he does is, again, I'm just saying what the Chofetz Chaim says. He said the Chofetz Chaim, the Sultan will come to you and say, hey, Lashon Hara is terrible, very, very bad. It's the worst Avera you can do. Don't ever speak Lashon Hara. And every time you start opening your mouth, he's going to get a thought coming into your head. Hold on a second, maybe it's Lashon Hara. Hold on a second, maybe it's Lashon Hara. And you're going to get this thought every single time you open your mouth. It's a kabbalistic thought, the Maisa. Oh, but it comes over here from the Sultan. It comes over here from the Yetzer Hara. And he comes to you and he says to you, this is Lashon Hara, you can't say this. This is Lashon Hara, maybe don't say that, because maybe it's Lashon Hara. Maybe you can't tell him what was for breakfast today, because maybe it's Lashon Hara, it's the cook, and you can't go on later. And eventually, you start thinking, this is ridiculous. I can't speak anymore. And maybe you give up the whole thing. And that's the reason. So the Chofetz Chaim, this is pshat. Why it's such a homilic aveira, which is the worst possible results, as we've seen, people are not more rapid. Now, the Beis Hashem, we're going to start now with the etzem halachas of Lashon Hara, how it applies, who it applies to, what are the heterim when it comes to shidduchim, when it comes to saying things to you, everyone, when it comes to all sorts of different scenarios that we'll get to Beis Hashem. We'll start basically with the chiyuvim obligations. First of all, we have to know one difference. There's a major difference between Lashon Hara and Moitzi Shemra. Big difference. The Chofetz Chaim tells us as follows. The Chofetz Chaim says that when you say something that is true about somebody else, again, it's not a good thing, but it's 100% true, that's called Lashon Hara. Mashein came from the Chofetz Chaim. If you say something that is false, you make up, you lie about what someone else did or what he said, so that's called Moitzi Shemra. And the Chofetz Chaim brings Kama V'Kama Raya's in Shas and Chazal, however, that Moitzi Shemra is much worse than a regular case of Lashon Hara. Now, many Achorinim, for example, they say Chemet, they learn, no, they learn that Lashon Hara applies whether it's true and also if it's not true. So the Chayyus Hashtikos Tira of it, what's going on, how do we pass it? So Rebbe Chanan, in Kervitz Mamorim, the new one, Amit Nantes, is he brings every day, he wants to find a Moedik Yisoyt. He wants to time the Yisoyt is better, there's no Machloik, the Chavetz Chaim, the Chemet, and other Achloinim, again, we're not going into the Shittas right now. But the Ezim wants to learn no Yisoyt. Yisoyt is as follows, there's no Machloik, he says as follows. He said, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, it doesn't mean, I've got that the facts that you're saying are true. The facts that you're saying are true. But the result, the conclusion that the listener hears is not definitely true. Because sometimes the guy who did it, you know, he didn't have the right intention, he didn't know it was such an aveira, or all sorts of other excuses that he did true already by now. So maybe the acceptance, the result of what you spoke, is actually not going to be true, even though the facts are true. But in game, if the very information, the facts that you're giving over when you say to somebody else, that's false, that's already going to be Moshe Shemba Nevada, that's going to be worse. Okay, now let's start. So we know the Chofetz Chaim, famously in the beginning of the Sefer, brings down Kamen for Kamen for Kamen Lavin, that a person is over Mitzvah Sei, Mitzvah Lo Sasei, some Furish in the Torah, some not Furish in the Torah. I'm not going to go through them right now. One thing we do know is that there's a lot over there. There's a tremendous amount that the Chofetz Chaim brings us to Moshe. When you go to a building site, right, so you go to a building site, the closer you get to the danger, the more signs of warning there's going to be. Or for example, you're going to a chemistry laboratory. So the more dangerous it is, the more signs of danger, warning, beware, is going to happen. And therefore he says the same thing. Just like when you go to a building site, it's a shvach of building site, there's not much, you know, much real excitement going over there. There'll be a sign saying, you know, warning, be careful, wear the hard hat, whatever. No, okay. You go to a place where they're testing the atomic bomb, or they're making, you know, tremendous results of all sorts of wonderful experiments over there, where if you go in there in the wrong situation, it could be almost terrible weather. You'll see every 5 seconds, warning, don't go here, don't go there, wear this coat, unbelievable thing. Why? Because the more dangerous something is, the more we have to warn you. So the Chofetz Chaim, how true this is over here. Chofetz Chaim, we see this over here, that the Torah gives us so many times again and again. We're not going to do the list right now. You're looking at God and the Chofetz Chaim, he brings the list again and again of the Losa says, and I say that a person is over on when he speaks Lashon Hara. So the Chofetz Chaim, we see from here. Look how chashuv this issue over here is. Look how important it is. Look how lethal it is. And it has so many warnings in the Torah again and again and again. And the Mela, so the Chofetz Chaim, we see from what the Torah gave it so many surahs. Mela, that's how chashuv, that's how important it is to know these halachas. Now, I've learned that with the same way 15 times, the Issa of Lashon Hara applies even if what they're saying is 100% true. 100% true. Makes no enough communion whatsoever. Zuk the Poiskim. Even if the person that you're telling already knows what you're going to say, this is also another mistake people think is true. People think that if you're going to say something which is supposed to see public knowledge, right? Public knowledge, people know about it, maybe it's been in newspapers, maybe it's been in the radio, all sorts of things. And it's discussing it, and you say it over to your roommate who he knows it already. So the Poiskim, that's an Issadar Issad Lashon Hara. There is no love community, so he knows it or not. That will get to Beis Hashem. That one is big down of the Hemshuk, not now. There is such a thing that we'll get to, something is usually known, that we'll get to. But in a regular case, something happened in the yeshiva, and you happen to know, your roommate happens to know, and you repeat it over to him or whatever it may be. Avada, even if you want machadish to him anything, it's avada still awesome. Now, if you're saying sheker, and you're exaggerating, and you're making up facts and information, that's called, as we said, Moshe Shemra, and the issur for that is much, much worse than a regular Lashon Hara. Now, Lashon Hara applies, Zuk the Rambam, Mefurish the Rambam, that Lashon Hara applies even if when you're saying the Lashon Hara. Again, we're supposed to be Mamish Halacha Lemaisa, this is not Shkofas and Muslims and Chazidis, we say Mamish Moshe, Halacha Lemaisa Mamish. Zuk the Rambam, if a person says Lashon Hara and he has no intent for sinner, he doesn't hate the guy, he doesn't want to do bad to the guy, he's poshut joking around. Messing around, schmoozing, joking. Zuk the Rambam, this is Losh Arei Zeh Loshon Hara Gomel. There's no heter bechlal. It's not the pshat that only when you have kavana to do bad, or say bad, or think bad, or do bad, that's the yes and no. So do Rambam. Anything that you're saying, if it's got a bad result, bad consequence, bad implementation, is another considered to be Lashon Hara, even if nothing comes out. And the Chofetz Chaim says, Bosh, we're going to see this in a minute as well, this is Mamish Negev. that even if nothing bad will come out by what you're saying, that means you're going to say something bad about somebody else. Nothing bad is going to come out whatsoever. We'll see the Raya and Beis Hashem in a few minutes. Is the Maisa still considered Lashon Hara? In other words, it doesn't mean Lashon Hara means only when I say something that someone will think badly of him, or they'll do badly to him, or they take revenge, or they hate the guy, all sorts of... No, no, no. Even if nothing happens, not one thing changes. The fact that you spoke Lashon Hara, this Avada, is the Issa, there's no Shaila Bechlal. And like we said, even if your intention was absolute, even for the good sometimes, it's Avada Lashon Hara and it's awesome. Now, we're going to see also later what happens...
Awesome.
Sorry?
It's for the good, it's awesome.
So to end this, we'll get to it in a minute. Now, sometimes the Maisa, there will be a heter, we'll see Be'ez Hashem soon, if you're allowed to speak about yourself in Lashon Hara, you're allowed to include yourself. Pashtus will see, Pashtus will take it right now, even if you include yourself in the Issa, right, it's a problem. For example, if you say that you and your friends did something that's about the Issa, then Avada, that's going to be also to say. It means even if you include yourself in the Sipur, in the report, then Avada is considered to be Issa. Now, one of the news we'll get to in a moment. But let's leave all the questions, because you'll see if we're going to get to the Hemshire, we'll get to all of these cases. Not again, neither. So the Chofetz Chaim, Lashon Hara applies to speaking, that's poshut, to writing, to texting, to emailing, newspapers, all of these sorts of things. There's one of you even to a remez of the Chofetz Chaim. When you say, when you make an expression with your face, when someone asks you something, you don't want to say anything, because it's Lashon Hara, but you make up some expression with your face. And he can tell very clearly, you'll be surprised that people can read your face. When you make an expression about somebody else, and you make that expression, he hearts what you mean, and said, Issa Gomu, Chayv the Raisa Mamush of Lashon Hara. Be so careful, be so careful when we're dealing with other people. What about Goyim? Are you allowed to speak Lashon Hara about Goyim? Very, very Nageya when it comes to all sorts of terrible things that the Goyim do, or whatever, and you want to speak it out, maybe the news, maybe you want to tell someone else the news, maybe you want to tell something, you know, is it Mutu, is it awesome to speak about Goyim? Very interesting China. So the Maisa, if you look at the Torah, let's look at the Makar. The Pasuk tells us in Parshas, Kedoshim, Leiseinich Rachel Ba'amecha. Ba'amecha, we know from Kavod Makamis in Shas, for example, Kavod Makas over there, Naches, and other places as well, Amecha normally means your people, it's a Maisa Amcha, and therefore, your people, Parshas, are Yin. And therefore, the Maisa L'Chayit should come out from the Pasuk that would actually be mutter to speak Lashon Hara against Goyim. However, there's a Medrash, and the Medrash says it's also Gomel to speak Lashon Hara. Again, this is an unknown halacha. It's a Mefushi Medrash. And it is also to speak against the Goyim. You know why? Not because the Etzim Hebrew is also against the Goyim. Because if a person is marrying himself to speak Lashon Hara, feel it against the Goyim. He's going to come against, he's going to come to speak against him. And that's a terrible, terrible zach. And the Maisa is a Mefushi Rosh, saying Baruch Haschaim, that says it's also to slander any creation of the Ribbono Shel Olam. This we Beis Hashem will get to. There's a Shaila in that Rosh, exactly what he means, the Rosh. Exactly what he means. Again, I'm not going through the Shittas and Yushayim and Achrayim and how to say Tran the Rosh. El Shiyer of Beisai, it is also it should not be done to speak Rosh and Hora against the Goy as well. Not again, Vaita. A couple more things that the Chofetz Chaim also mentions, which I think is Kedai to mention as follows. Is he brings over here a Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Achayim v'amoves b'yad aloshin. And he says to the Chofetz Chaim, if we use our tongue, we use our mouth, right? The koyach of Misa and Chaim is in the koyach of a person's loshin, the person's tongue. And if we use our tongue for toiv, look at the tremendous mitzvahs a person can accomplish. Toira, brachus, achma, sholoi, musa, shpach, ito, almas, kevaldik, azachem. Masha'in king. If a person uses his lashon for bad, look at all the terrible avodas that he could do. And the Gemara in Erechin Des Gomel tells us, as we know, famous Gemara, maybe another time we'll explain chat in the Gemara, because it's a very, very interesting Gemara, that there are three cardinal sins. There are three great avodas. As we know, Shlichas Domim, Gilai Reis, and Avodah Zarah. And as we know, a person is mechuyev to give up his life for these things. Obazuk, the Gemara in Erechin Des Gomel, lashon hara is kineged all of them. It's worse than all of them. Again, a person speaks that with his kinos of the Gemara, Kaifa the Ika. It's a tremendous, tremendous lach. Again, you're not mechuyev to give your life for Lashon Hara. That's for sure not. If someone puts a down gun to your head and says, do I believe you're mechuyev to die? If someone says, I put a gun to your head and speak Lashon Hara, you have to say the Lashon Hara. But yet the Gemara is telling us it's worse than all of those three Avedis put together. Why did it so? That will explain maybe another time. Let's finish up. The Gemara in Erechim also continues. And if a person speaks Lashon Hara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the most unbelievable thing. So the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ve'ein ani v'hu yechoyin v'do v'oilam. I can't live with you in the world. And that's a terrible statement from the Rebbe Shloim. A person has to know. Again, and like we said many times, a person has to realize the koyach of his dibur. It can affect people's generations for so long. I know, for example, a mice I was involved with of a young child, actually, as it happens. A young child, a cheder. I know the mice firsthand because I know I have to deal with the situation. There was a boy in cheder of a certain age. Here in Yerushalayim, he was in cheder. It was from a very, very good mishpacha, from Mamish Machanchim, Rabbonim, a very, very choshev mishpacha. Kids, this boy was going around and he was telling everyone that his brother's in the army. He had an older brother that wasn't exactly 100% the most yeshivish guy in the entire world, but a very good boy, sitting and learning in yeshiva, 100%. But maybe he didn't wear his hat every single time that he walked on the street, that's about it, basically. But he was a chod choshev mishpacha sitting and learning. The kids, his brother started telling everybody, you know, my brother's in the army, and he was in the war, and he has a gun, and everything. All this fancy, you can imagine this country, that's like the highest, you know, Madrid you could possibly get. So everybody was like worshipping this boy, and eventually got back to parents, and parents were all saying, you know, wow, he has this, I didn't know that, he's such a choshev mishpacha family, he's got a brother in the army, which is very interesting, you know. And then it spreads. The kids, the mother found out eventually what people were saying. She was absolutely devastated. It was Sheke Gomo. There was no such thing. There had very Ma'ila, who was never in the army, never had a habit of going, never go to the army. Started the boy was like, and she was nervous, and she was right. And the boy was already 16, 17, whatever. She said, you know, it's going to come to Shidduchim. And everyone is busy spreading around rumors, totally false, without any habit of Bechlal, and that he's going to the army. And that's going to affect his Shidduch, which eventually will affect his remarriage, maybe affect his kids. And they're all like, it's like, why? Because people are spreading out different things. I'm not saying, again, I'm not passing now, Allah is a Rosh Noah, someone tells you something to the army, I have to say, I'm not getting into the Allah Hashayla. But in this situation, you can see the Kayach of young children who are speaking in Cheda, things that maybe they shouldn't be saying, maybe the parents should tell them, hey, check it out first, and if it's true, whatever the right Chinuch may be. Oh, but the Maisi, you can see, it's the Kayach of ruining somebody's life. It's an unbelievable thing. Come again, Maisa. Okay, who's obligated in the Issa? Who's included in the Issa of Rosh Noah? So, again, this is something that I think we all know, but it's kedai to mechazik ourselves in order to know klar who's included. A brother, a man, a woman, any relatives, any distant relatives, close relatives, husband, wives, friends, roommates, chabusas, parents, kids, rebbeim, workers, bosses, all of these things are voice out all in the Chofetz Chaim says it's a tremendous mistake. People think, if someone get married, right, so you're going to come back, it's Hashem, from koilo, from work, and your wife's going to start unloading everything that happened that day. Or you're going to start telling her what happened in the day's events. And you're going to go, he did this, he said this, she said this. And you think this is like a natural part of Chas v'Shalom, it's not heter, bechlal, for a person to start unloading to somebody else, telling them the whole day's events, which you can go, now there is a heter, as we're going to explain, of sometimes, if a person's in a Zal Matzim, and if they say out the Lashon Hara, they'll feel better, and they won't, okay, that will get to a separate heter, Be'ez Hashem soon. Over the Etzim Zaf, of discussing things with your chabusa, your roommate, your baby, your wife, whatever it may be, because the father is trei gomo, as I passed in the Chofetz Chaim. And the Chofetz Chaim says, a moedik azach kal ches. He says, even if someone's already nifta, a father is an isa lashon hara, there's no chilek if he's alive, he's not dead. Okay, come again, Maita. How if you, okay, this is poshut. You speak against a Talmud Chacham. You speak against a Rav, a Rebbe, a Rav of a community, a gadol, it just gets worse and worse and worse. Yisurim get piling on and on. You speak one word and you piled on Yisurim, should be Yisurim, should be Yisurim. And all you did was one conversation with your friend. It's a tremendous, tremendous Yisurim. Then we're going later. Avada, the more people that you speak in front of is increasing the Issa. So you have to be careful. Avada, not that they can speak in front of less people. But no! And if you do speak in front of 300, 400, 500, 600 people, so a brother, Morisum, and onto this, and he's an Abtochum, and he's a Rob, and he's a this, and he's a Koy, and he's a all sorts of tremendous Achim. As a made a person has to be tremendously, tremendously careful. Now, there's also a very interesting halacha when it ended in a couple of minutes like this. The Bemaim Chaim says as follows. Some people have trouble with this following halacha, but I think it's nice to mention this as well. A person should be very careful, you know, amongst a group, right? There's a Chabura, there's a roommate, there's a whole, you know, only we're smoozing together. And you want to praise a certain person, whether he's a Rav, or a Rebbe, or a Tzaddik, or even a Gadol, Choshev Yid, whatever, a regular person. You want to praise him. Look at him, he's so great, he's done this and this. Zut Chofetz Chaim, the Bemaim Chaim, you shouldn't do it. Don't overly praise somebody in front of an Oilam. Why? Because it's Vadei going to happen. Come out Vadei. That someone's going to turn around and say, hey, he wasn't so good, or in one time he did Azazah, or people used to say Isadah, whatever it may be. So when you overly praise somebody, again, a Choshev Yid, sometimes, and you praise him in front of an Oilam, in front of a Chabur, an Oilam, what's going to happen is, the Chofetz Chaim, the Bemaim Chaim, No matter how good he is, you shouldn't do it. Now to say that he's bigger than him, meaning you say, oh, he's a bigger Rav than him, he's a bigger Tzaddik than him, now the Ma'aseh is not considered Lashon Hara. Again, the Chometz Chaim, the Chazon Ish has a letter that says, to say that someone's a Machmir is not Lashon Hara. Why is it not Lashon Hara? It's good. I need to know. And sometimes I have to tell you, sometimes I tell this to people. They ask me, should I go to this one? Should I go to that? For different yonim or whatever, chayshu mishpon, you're dead, whatever. So sometimes I say, no, don't go to him because he's a machmir. It's a bad lashon hara. Why not? Because he's a little elis to him. He needs to know. He needs to know. Is a guy a machmir? Is he a maker? I need to know the maths. Is he too much machmir?
He needs to be a machmir.
No, whatever. Now, let me get later. A rasha. Is there any heter to speak about a rasha? I'm talking about a rasha now. I need a rasha gemurah. I mean, somebody, I'm not talking about a teen of Shanishla, and I'm resolved a lot of people in this country, unfortunately, are considered what many boys can say is a teen of Shanishla. In other words, they grew up in an environment that Charedim, they didn't know what Charedim were, they didn't appreciate Torah, they didn't appreciate mitzvahs, so unfortunately, they're Machal Shabbos, they don't keep Torah mitzvahs. I'm not talking about those people, I'm talking about a Rosh Gomel that knows Klah, Torah, mitzvahs, everything, and he's abandoned the whole thing. He's been Torah oil, he's not interested, he doesn't care. Vicious! A real Rosh. It's mutter gomel lechatchila to speak Lashon Hara against the Rasha. However, that's a big however, you need five conditions. Listen carefully to the five conditions. Condition number one, you saw him do the Aveira yourself. Not that you just heard it, you saw him. Number two, on my side, for sure what he was doing was an Aveira. Okay. Number three, you're not allowed to exaggerate at all for what he did or what he is. Number four, you have to be very careful. Don't act in front of him like, oh, we like you or whatever. And behind his back, you start speaking Lashon Hara that you should not do. And the fifth one is, there has to be no tenderness of yourself to do that. You don't hate the guy, and therefore I'm going to say everything bad about him. If you fill all those five conditions, then l'maisa, you are allowed, l'chatchila, to speak Lashon Hara. Now, I want to end with the following halacha, because it's very negeir, and we're not going to do judgment today. It's a murdika maisa. We'll say it tomorrow. And then as follows. Is a person allowed to speak? Again, I'm saying 1 second, 15 seconds. If a person's allowed to speak Lashon Hara about himself, so it goes like this. Etzem, Be'ez Hashem, you know what? Maybe Be'ez Hashem will continue tomorrow. If a person is allowed to speak Lashon Hara only purely about himself.